T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Bruce Yankoviak, law professor at St. Vincent College on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Bruce, welcome back to KDK Radio. Good to have you.
Thank you.
Your big takeaway from yesterday's report?
Nothing more than I really expected. The repeated references to the fact that despite a thorough investigation, there was no evidence of collusion between the Trump administration and the Russian government, although extensive indications of the efforts made by the Russians to influence the election. The other big part, of course, is the issues about obstruction of justice. And the report in that sense is odd to me in a way, because prosecutors undertake an investigation with one goal in mind. Can they find enough evidence to bring a criminal charge? If they don't, you mostly never hear that they have even undertaken an investigation. In this case, the conclusion that was drawn was, we can't come to a conclusion. And while we do not think there is sufficient evidence, we do not exonerate the president either. I find out about that is that prosecutors don't give out good conduct medals. They either indict somebody or they don't. And that part of the report obviously leaves open ample grounds for further people to want to have investigations and testimony. But after all this time, the ultimate conclusion is there's not enough evidence to bring a charge.
What about the issue of whether or not a sitting president could even be charged in the first place? It seems as though that was something that weighed on the Mueller team. We recognize that a federal criminal accusation against a sitting president would place burdens on the president's capacity to govern and potentially preempt constitutional processes for addressing presidential misconduct. Is it possible to indict a sitting president? And if it's not, then was it right then to not, and then not give him his opportunity to clear his name in court one day?
Well, there's a huge constitutional question about that that's been around for a long, long time. And most people believe that the proper process under the Constitution is that if you had evidence of a crime being committed by a president, the first step is to impeach it. And once the impeachment happens, then the president is open for criminal charges. This is why, after President Nixon resigned, President Ford's first act was to issue him a pardon. Because at that point, it would be very clear that a president would be open to indictment. If a report came out that said there is clear evidence here that the president committed a crime, that certainly could be used by the Congress for the purposes of impeachment. It really is just taking the process from the direct step of indicting him to the two-step process of impeachment first.
There are upwards of 14 different matters that are under investigation on the federal and state levels that involve either the president or his campaign or the inauguration, his charity, business. Do you think that this report ends it, or do you think that this just could be the beginning of the next chapter when it comes to legal issues for this president?
It doesn't end anything. The political vitriol that exists in Washington is an ever-churning cauldron, and as long as there are people who oppose this administration as earnestly as they do, investigations will continue. and this is not the only president that this has happened to, but it is certainly a classic example of how there will be continuing investigations throughout the term of this president, and if he gets a second term, undoubtedly throughout the second term as well.
Can we go back to Attorney General Barr, if we could, from yesterday morning, and his view on the executive branch and the idea of where he believes, from what I am understanding, that that the executive is worthy of more power. Some people have used the term almost empirical. Do you think that that played any role in the Attorney General's decision to not move forward with anything that was presented by Special Counsel Mueller on the obstruction issue?
No, because it is true, and I think Arthur Schlesinger, a great historian, wrote a book called The Imperial Presidency. There has been a tremendous rise in presidential power over the course of the presidency itself. But with that, there has been a concurrent rise in great concern about how that power should be put in check. And I think that deference to the power of the president is one thing in terms of recognition of the fact that the president is the constitutional body in place to take actions in emergency situations, but in the long run, it is also a source of considerable potential for abuse, since unlike Congress, which checks itself by its own internal battles, and the Supreme Court, and the fact that it is relatively a passive entity that can't reach out and take issues, it must wait till issues come to it, the president is certainly at the most proactive branch. And for that reason, there needs to be considerable scrutiny of the power of the president and the actions of any president because of the potential for abuse.
Bruce Ankoviak, law professor over at St. Vincent College, joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Bruce, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.